Hello, and welcome to the Message Share Ministry of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. After some congregational singing, you will hear a worship service and Bible teaching. Our speaker is Richard Waltz, who is an elder and the pastor of the church.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to gather together, to fellowship together, to hear your word proclaimed. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our wonderful Savior. And we thank you once again for this time to be with Brother Ken and Sister Kath again this evening. We pray that you would anoint the proclamation of your word, and that it also would be an instructive time of seeing the videos of the work in Romania and Hungary. We pray that you would continue to bless the work there, the visitation of the various churches, the exposition of your word, the delivery of the translated materials, and all that's involved. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I believe that all the operations of God in providence are according to His eternal counsel. And here we are back with you. God has planned the time that we should return according to that which He has planned, as I said, in eternity. And oh, what a joy to worship around the Word and our risen Lord, and in with that to renew the fellowship with you both. And so many over, remember the first day that Pastor Bill met, and he said, "Brother Ken, we're going into the subway." And I went, "Whatever is a subway?" And he then, but we traveled round, and introduced me to different ones. The ones who had the picture there. So it goes back memories. And the girls were just young, and Andrew was here, and played football outside. Oh, memories. Going back down memory lane. It was great, though. Now,
I would like to share with you a word from the Scriptures, that they are foundation for all that we want to follow through with on the screen tonight and our work. If you turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, and I'll read a few verses concerning the feeding of the 5,000. And I'm looking at verse 13. Perhaps that would be best to start in Matthew 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth, and he saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed the sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Now, this miracle is the only miracle that is recorded in the 4 Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All other miracles are recorded, but not in every Gospel. And I believe that the miracle that our Lord performed are illustrations of his power, his mercy, and his grace, of what he could do in the natural realm. He was well able to do in the spiritual realm. And we need to remember that he is the same today. He never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A great God who gives us mighty promises, because he is a mighty promiser.
Amen.
Now, looking at that portion we just read, I want you to note verse 14. Because it's very clear in the verse before us that is, we see the crowd that he saw. The crowd that he saw. And Jesus went forth, and he saw a great multitude. And we see here the size of the crowd that he saw. And secondly, we note the condition of the crowd that he saw. Two important things to remember: that the crowd was a great multitude, and for me, it is, as I see it, a picture of the humanity, a picture of today, where all around us we have the crowd that mingle day by day as we live out our day, rubbing shoulders with them. And the crowd in the condition, it was evening, it was late in the evening, they were in a desert place, they were hungry, and they were perishing. And today, do we see the crowd? That's important to remember. We need to put emphasis. Have we got the vision to see the crowd that are perishing and in need of the bread of life?
Amen.
The crowd that he saw, maybe it's only the ones and twos and a smaller company, but however, we need that vision to see the people that are on the broad road to destruction, the crowd that we mingle amongst almost daily. And you will notice in the same verse the compassion that he felt. The crowd that he saw, and we read, and he was moved with compassion toward them. Do we have a compassion like the Lord Jesus? The disciples, they wanted to send the multitude away, but Jesus said no. He had compassion. We can be so preoccupied with earthly things that we lose the vision to seek with the gospel and seek the lost. We need more compassion these days to go out to the multitude, to the ones, the twos, whoever God brings before us. I remember reading not so long ago about William Chalmers Burns, who went out to be a missionary in China. And as just a young lad in Scotland, in Glasgow, his mother took him into the city and said to William, in the street called Socky Hall Street in the very center of Glasgow. And she said, "Son, William, stand there, I will not be long, I'm coming back, wait for me here." And William stood there, and his mother came back, and William was weeping like a child. And his mother said, "William, what is wrong?" And he replied in Scottish, "Oh, mither," meaning mother, "oh, mither, I hear the tramp of the Christless masses. Oh, mither, where are they going?" And his mother responded by saying, "Well, there are many that are on the broad road to destruction." But oh, William had a compassion, and he took that compassion out to China. Oh, dear ones, we need that kind of compassion today. There is something else here that we should be reminded of, and that is not only the crowd that he saw and the compassion that he felt, but the command that he gave. And the command that he gave was, "Give ye them to eat." That is evangelism. That is why the church is here. That we, God's people, the church, the ecclesia, we must give the crowd the bread of life. That is the command of God. "Give ye them to eat." And the disciples, well, we've only got the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes. It's not enough. But, dear ones, remember that God's commands are God's enablings. God's commands are God's enablings. And we must never, never be so, as I said, preoccupied with so many things that we forget. We haven't got time. Send them away. But God said no. The Lord said no. Sit them down. Give them the bread of life. And that is, I say, evangelism. Are you doing? Well, I was thrilled to hear this morning from Daniel that some 1,000 of the New Testaments have gone out. So praise God for your outreach in evangelism with a vision to reach the lost. But there's something else here. Not only the crowd that he saw and the compassion that he felt, and the crowd, the compassion, but the cooperation that he used. Notice that in verse 19, he commanded the multitude to sit down, and on the grass, And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples. Note, gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. The Lord performed the miracle. The Lord provided the food. But the disciples were the ones that conveyed it to the multitude. And we, God uses instruments such as you, such as me, to take the bread of life to the perishing. And he gives us the word to go and preach the word. We must. Are we doing it? Praise God. I say again, it was great to hear what Daniel said. You know, you may say, well, I am unqualified. Oh, leave it for others. They'll do it. I'm too old, or I'm too young. I haven't been in the Bible school. I don't know theology. I'm not capable. I'm not able. I'm unqualified. There is no such thing as being unqualified if you're a believer in the Lord's, in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a gift, and we can use it for God. I well remember going back many years. I served in World War II, not one. I was on a minesweeper in the Royal Navy, sweeping the mines on the minesweeper in the Atlantic, the Mediterranean, and also in the Irish Sea. And on D-Day, I remember going across to sweep the mines away so that the American sailors and soldiers, well, the soldiers will come ashore, but on the landing barges. Oh, those days, huh? Remember them so well. And in the days as the war continued, for I was 3 years on a minesweeper, not a very pleasant position. I was a stoker, stoking up in the engine room. However, the Lord brought me through. And when the war had finished, we were sweeping the mines in the Irish Sea. That is in the part of Ireland of the Republic, which would be 99.9% not by name, Roman Catholic, but not just by name, in practice. And there in the Republic of 26 counties, separated from the north, 6 counties, there Protestant, Roman Catholic, in practice. And the ship eventually was allowed, because it was a republic, and they have very much time for England, but the Nazi Germans were there during the war. However, we were allowed ashore, and with a group of sailors, I went into the city of Cork. That was the big city near the port of Cork. It used to be called Queenstown, but they did away with it, didn't like the word Queen, so they put COBH, Cork. And I went ashore. I wasn't saved. I didn't know the Bible. But before I came into the Royal Navy, I worked in a menswear shop. And the young man who I worked with, he was a believer, a member of the Baptist Church in the area where I lived. And he said, "It's my birthday, would you like to come along to the birthday party? We're having it in a room at the back of the Baptist Church." I went. And there was a young lady, she's sitting there. She was a believer. And that's where we met. And when I was in the Navy, he wrote letters. But oh, it was not, "Dear Ken, I love you," and this and that. It was all Bible verses, all scripture. And that I bring in because as I walked down O'Connell Street in the city of Cork, a young man came down and he had tracts in his hand. And he gave them to all the group of sailors that were with me. And he said, "There is a meeting tonight in the Salvation Army. Wouldn't you like to come along?" And they laughed and off they went. But I knew what she had been writing about. As I said, theology, I knew nothing. But I knew she'd been telling me, "You're a sinner. You need to be saved. God died. And God is able. He died for you." And so I said, "I'm going." And I went. And oh, I took off my hat, the round one, HMS Cockatrice was the ship, the name. And I looked to the left and to the right. Oh, I can see myself doing it. And there, no one's looking at me, I'm going in. And I went in. And I sat at the back. And they have, as you know, the Salvation Army have these military terms. And it was a man called Envoy Russell. And he was preaching from the pulpit. And the arrows were striking me through what Cath had written and telling me all about my condition. And the arrows struck. And I didn't know until afterwards, she told me. I used to fall on my knees asleep, praying for you, and then I'd fall asleep on my knees. And God was speaking, and I got up, and I knelt down. There was no altar call, and I wept as a child. He stopped preaching. He came out of the pulpit. He put his arm around me, and he said, "Sailor, let's pray." And that was a great. I tell you that because it was a tract. A tract. Don't say I'm unqualified. You can get on a tract. We've all got a gift. We may not be able to stand as others do and proclaim to a crowd, but a simple tract handed out. We can be used for God, just like the disciples. They were the ones to convey the food to the hungry multitude. And we, by the grace of God, for 69 years have been sowing the seed of the gospel. Amen. 69 years married, 69 years in the Lord's service, and He's brought us through to this day.
Amen.
And we're here together, renewed in fellowship. Oh, dear ones, I repeat again, whether it's to the ones or the twos or a crowd, we can give out a tract. Don't say, I'm unqualified. And in the 69 years of the Lord's service, we have been in, I have been using the same approach from the very beginning, giving priority to the preaching of the Word of God. For almost 40 years, or maybe I should go back before and say, I had a longing coming out of Bible school, and then I had a desire to go back into the Republic of Southern Ireland, into the very place where I had been saved. And for 8 years we were involved in open air evangelism. Kath would play her accordion, and the crowd would gather around. There was persecution, Bibles burnt at our feet. And sometimes with a colleague working with me, he's taken into hospital so badly beaten up. And to understand that, you need to get hold of John Wesley's journal, and it's all about the way that he was treated. So it was there in Ireland for those 8 years, and then on to Italy, and witnessing at the Vatican. Oh, keep me for hours telling you about that. The Vatican. And for almost 40 years in the Italia, all the villages around Rome, preaching in the open air, until finally towards the end we came to a church planting outside Rome, and the church is going on strong today with a reformed Calvinistic notable proclamation in the doctrines of grace. And so from there I went into later a refugee camp in Rome, in Italy, and there for 12 years I was ministering to Hungarians. I was the pastor of the Romanian Baptist Church in the refugee camp of some 2,000 people, escaping, not coming out illegally, escaping over the barbed wire and cutting it through, and coming to the camp in a dreadful state with the dogs that attacked them. And we received them, and we met so many believers from Romania and from Hungary, and that is where the link came to go into Hungary and Romania from there. And so we are this day now working more in Romania. We've just come from Romania. Yeah. Just come back just 2 days before we left for America. Yeah. And we go back in the end of September and we're back again in the Word. And dear ones, it's priority for the 69 years of proclaiming the Word of God, visiting church after church after church, and then outreach with a literature. And that is important. We've had many books translated and put into the Hungarian and into the Romanian language, and the one that God has used most of all, some several thousand of them have gone through the land, because most Baptist churches are of Arminian, but this book has opened the eyes of many. The Forgotten Spurgeon. And what a book to present. And we have been, so when I preach, then afterwards the distribution of literature. So that's the work we do. And you folk are in it with us. You're not there on the mainly, but you're there. We know you lift us up in prayer. And that means we are laborers together with God.
Amen.
Thank you, one and all, for the way you stand with us.
Amen.
The crowd that he saw, the compassion that he felt, and the command that he gave, and the cooperation that he knew. May God lay that upon our hearts and renew our vision to go out to the perishing with the gospel. Give ye them to eat.
Amen.
Praise God. And there's a lot more in the kingdom of life up. Thank you.
Amen. I think we'll go right to the video.
91, by the way. We're not feeling too bad. No medication.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we'll go right to the video now. We will close with a hymn at the end, but for now we're going to go right to the video.
Yeah.
And he'll tell us about the work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Deep house of light.
There's your sheet.
There's
a
blonde
here.
Yep, turn the lights up.
I'll get them.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Maybe I'll do one at a time.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'll do that.
Can you get the middle one too?
This one?
He doesn't hear you.
It's Cass that takes the pictures, but she does her best. She's not This is in Logos
Baptist Church.
Baptist Church, Arad in Romania, and the pastor there, through reading the Forgotten Spurgeon, came to an understanding of the doctrines of grace, and now they have Logos Reformed Baptist Church.
Okay, Mario's petition.
Pastor.
Then we'll the photo. For the
pastor. That is the pastor. When I arrive in Budapest now, because I go by plane, he drives through, meets me, and takes me to the room. Pastor
Nu te teme că eu sunt cu tine, nu te uita cu îngrijorare că eu sunt Dumnezeu tău, eu te întrebesc, tot eu cu tine mântor, eu te sprijinesc cu dragul mea de viitoare.
Traveling through Romania, different churches, reaching the world. This is another village church.
And then
outside Arai.
See the verse
my first visit to this church.
See the verse, that's good.
Next to me. I've seen that young lady before in those days.
There's many villages in Romania and Hungary, many villages.
As you see from that, that is it. Reaching the world and reaching out with the literature.
Have you got
ministry.
Our brother in here?
Yeah.
Our brother here. They love to have English visitors.
Sometimes I've had as many as 1,000 books in my car. And that one is on John 3:16, translated, the love of God, translated. We always have a program, a system, that is the custom, and I can't tell them that. You know, we cut down on the music, but they love the Lord, and the Lord gives me the opportunity to share.
Background to it, in the communist days, during the week, they could never have prayer meetings or Bible studies. The only thing they could have was a choir practice or a band practice. So that's why they started the band, so that they could have fellowship, the believers, during those communist days. So it's not just it's got a real background. That was the one thing they longed for, fellowship together during the week in those communist days, which I can assure you were terrible days. We were there many times, and they were awful days. That's how they used to be.
And they called the band the fanfare in the ring.
The fanfare, they call it.
Fanfare.
Onward Christian soldiers are singing.
So the Lord gives me opportunity as I travel through the country to preach the world and make that distribution. We've just got a new book and permission to print it in the Romanian and Hungarian language called Heaven. Most of the books are Banner of Truth, Evangelical Press, and Sprinkle Publication. This is another Baptist church that I moved onto in another town.
You see, the custom, the old custom was the ladies all one side and the men the other side. But it is changing somewhat now, but here you've still got a lot of that custom still.
We are in the village. Small, but on the Lord's Day, you can get in some churches down. Cities up to 2,000
people. We do go into the villages where they don't get a lot of visitors.
The men on one side, the women on the other. This is just a small company during the week. They love to sing the songs of Zion like
oh,
you.
Yes.
All the smiling faces.
This is right in the very center of Romania. I go there often, a place called Marca. You have to drive along the river, almost in the river. Just a shallow river, the way into the village of Mar.
It's different to the I-81. Quite a few holes in the road.
Way, way out in the wild of Romania, right in the
sun. They like this weather.
Try and line up every opportunity to wear this.
The headless man.
You're so pleased when you arrive. Oh, such a welcome.
Here's the church over
there. The Baptist Church is the largest building.
Thank you for listening to this message share recording from the pulpit of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. You are invited to join us in the assembly at 325 Yetter Road, Muncie, off John Brady Drive at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. every Lord's Day. For further information, call 570-435-2276 or email sgbc@localchurchpa.com. Check out our website at www.localchurchpa.com.